This is hour number 4 of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
Well, now I ain't got nobody in this world alone. I have no one to love me. Hold me in the arms, want you to hold me. Yes, you hold me.
Yeah, you know, if I had to go through eternity listening to one record, one blues record, I think it would be that one right there. That was Snooky Pryor from July 1956 and Someone to Love Me. It's accompanied on guitars by Floyd Jones and Johnny Young, and Earl Phillips played the drums. And that's what we're going to devote this entire next hour to, is the sound and the recordings of Snooky Pryor. Snooky Pryor, a harmonica player, was born down in Lambert, Mississippi, and he was born September 15th. They're not quite sure whether it was in the year 1919 or 1921, but they do know he was born September 15th. He came to Chicago in the year 1940, he learned harmonica from Rice Miller, Sonny Boy number 2, and was influenced by the records of John Lee Williamson, Sonny Boy number 1. And he played basically in the style mostly of John Lee Williamson. When he came to Chicago, he bought a harmonica and an amplifier. He got drafted, like so many did during the war, and was a bugle player in the war. And I noticed in the little liner notes, they said that he used to blow the bugle over a microphone instead of just going out in the open air and blowing it acoustically. And he said that's where he got the idea for blowing harmonica over an amplifier, into a microphone and through an amplifier. Other people say, we think little Walter did that first, but Snooky did that with the bugle. He got discharged in 1945 and came to Chicago, and he was part of the group of musicians that were known down on Maxwell Street. The reason that they didn't play in the clubs was in decades earlier, Lester Melrose and all the people who recorded for RCA, either for Decca or for Bluebird, actually had all the clubs tied up. So the guys who came from the South during the Great Migration really had a hard time getting into the clubs at first. And so up till, I don't know, like the early 1950s, when the Bluebird guys, Tampa Red and Big Maceo and all of them faded, and the guys from the Great Migration took over, he was out on Maxwell Street. And in addition to Snooky's records, he also made historic recordings accompanying Floyd Jones and with Babyface Leroy. So the things that we're going to listen to here this morning, if I ever stop talking, are also a part of that historic early post-war Chicago sound. First one, first session from December 1948. It's on the Planet label, or the old Swingmaster label. Moody Jones is here on guitar. Snooky is here on harmonica and vocal when heard. It's Snooky Pryor.
I'm gonna call up my baby on that long just until the song. I'm gonna call up my baby on that long just until the song. And I know the people they all tell me somebody gonna treat my baby wrong. Well, you know, when my baby leaves this, I guess you know I'm going away. Until I may I'll be back to see about. I won't I'll be back to see. I gotta call up my baby all that long just until the ground. And I know the people say y'all tell me somebody gonna see my baby gone. Well, all right, Moody.
Walking down Silver Street, I heard a booger right around the corner. Boys, it took me off my feet, and I had the booger too. (laughs) myself, Mooney. Well, all right. I know you've heard many boogers. That is really true. I just listen to me and Mr. Moody Boogie, too.
Snooky Pryor and his first recording there, December 1948. It's on the Planet label or on the old Swingmaster label as well. We had Telephone Blues and then a tune called Boogie. Moody Jones was there on guitar with Snooky on harmonica and the vocals. We're listening to records by Snooky Pryor this hour. The next recording was done for the J.O.B. label, Joe Brown's label. This was done in 1950. And Snooky is here on harmonica and vocal. Babyface Leroy Foster is on guitar and Alfred Elkins on the bass. For the J.O.B. label, we have Boogie Fool and Raisin Sand.
I know she's gonna boogie. Yes, I know she's gonna boogie. Well, I know she's gonna boogie. I'm gonna boogie too.
Well, my baby just don't understand.
my soul. My baby loves some other man. Well, I'm gonna get me a pick and shovel. Gonna get me a whip or two. Gonna make me some of this money, baby. Gonna even bring it all on to you. You're letting me hold your hand. Well, my baby just don't understand. You know I believe to my soul, my baby loves some man.
Snooky Pryor for the J.O.B. label from 1950, first Boogie Fool, and then Raisin Sand. Snooky was there on harmonica and vocal, Babyface Leroy Foster on guitar, Alfred Elkins on the bass. Up next, we've got another session held for the J.O.B. label. This was done in April of 1952, and the players on this, Snooky on harmonica and vocal, Sonnyland Slim on piano, Moody Jones on guitar, Alfred Elkins on bass, and there's a drummer here. Alfred Wallace is on the drums, who seemed to get a lot of the work for the J.O.B. label. And there are six sides in all, and we'll start it off with this one. He calls it Fine Boogie.
That's what I'm talking about. can never tell what a woman got on her mind. You can never tell what a woman got on her mind. You think she loves me, she's really putting you down. tell them bye now.
Lord, Lord.
Thank you.
goodbye, pretty baby. Your last good time with me. I'm going back home. Way down in Tennessee, hug me. Hug me in your home. I'm thinking about my little baby. That's why I sang the lonesome song.
Snooky Pryor and a half dozen sides that they recorded for Joe Brown's J.O.B. label was a session held in April in 1952. In addition to Snooky on harmonica and vocal, Sonny Land Slim was on piano, Moody Jones was on guitar, Alfred Elkins on bass, Alfred Wallace on the drums. Now, out of those six sides, only two of them were ever issued on record during the 1950s. We started out with Fine Boogie, which remained on the shelf. Then we listened to I'm Getting Tired. That was issued on the A side of one record. We followed up with Going Back on the Road. That's the one that everybody remembers. That was the B side on the record. We also listened to another tune they entitled simply Harp Instrumental. Then we had Snooky singing and playing Hold Me in Your Arms, and we wrapped it up with a thing called Real Fine Boogie. For those of you that are just now joining us, it's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. And what we're doing this hour, we've devoted the entire hour to the recordings of one of the pioneering harmonica players in post-war Chicago. He got here before 1950. He was actually in town for a decade before he made his first records. He got here in 1940, made his first records in 48, and we're listening to, actually, Snooky quit music was what he did. He was so frustrated with the fact that rock and roll came in and doo-wop came in, and it was very hard to find work, to make any money making records. So basically, he got disgusted and quit. By the time I started listening and interested in blues, he'd been gone a number of years and moved to Southern Illinois and was working as a carpenter and didn't play. Every great once in a while, he would come back in town. He and Sonnyland Slim were good friends, and I was with a bunch of guys that knew and hung around Sonnyland Slim. So we'd see all the people that Sonnyland knew. Snooky was among them. Also, Jimmy Rogers, when he returned to music, we used to see Big Walter all the time. He was around Sonnyland. And we also used to see guitarist Eddie Taylor. And we're just about ready to hear sides that feature Eddie Taylor accompanying Snooky Pryor. This is a session again for James Brown or Joe Brown's JOB label. And this is from June of 1953. It's Eddie Taylor and Moody Jones on guitars, Alfred Wallace on the drums, Snooky on harmonica and vocal. Two sides, Crying Shame and 8910.
Pity, baby, I declare that's a crying shame. Yes, it's a pity, I declare that's a crying shame. Yes, you know I killed my woman, 'cause she was loving another man. Mama, I want you to tell my lovely wife. Yes, dear mama, I want you to tell my lovely wife. Yes, got a great old son, that old judge tried to give me life.
Yes, ain't going down.
not in. Right next by my baby's door. Yes, I ain't going down. Down in my chin no more. One day I got lonesome. I wanted to have some fun. I bought me a pretty long ticket. Here's Highway 41 in my chin. Now let's stop my baby too. Yes, Eddie, I ain't going down. Down 89-10 no more. United. Down in the chin no more.
Snooky Pryor, 8910, the name of a train. Also, we listened to Crying Shame. Those were done for Joe Brown's J.O.B. label, June 1953. Two guitars, Moody Jones guitar, Eddie Taylor on a session. I don't know if he's done anything earlier than this, but I know he's here on this one. And Alfred Wallace on the drums. Crying Shame in 8910. Here's another one. He did this one recorded for the old Spin Master. Al Benson was a popular disc jockey around town, and we've done specials before on the Parrot label and things that he recorded, not only blues but rhythm and blues. Here he records Snooky Pryor, 1954. We don't have any personnel listed on this. Two sides, Crosstown Blues, and I Want You for Myself.
Now, all right.
out the door. If I don't find my baby now, won't stop breaking down.
You win some and you lose some. I Want You for Myself was the name of it, recorded for the Parrot. And the flip side was a thing called Crosstown Blues on the Parrot label from 1954. Lazy Bill Lucas on piano, Eddie Taylor and Moody Jones on guitars, and Snooky Pryor on harmonica and vocal. Again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and we're listening to Sides by Snooky Pryor, one of the real trailblazing harmonica players in post-war Chicago. And let's see, in the time we've got left, let's grab, there's one here, and there may be a couple here, from a session in 62 or 63. And these were done on the JOB label. We'll listen to Boogie Twist and a thing called Can't We Get This Straight.
Don't care. I think the blues will be gone. Don't care.
Yeah, there's a pair from 1962, 1963, they're not exactly sure, on the J.O.B. label. First, Boogie Twist, and then Can't We Get This Straight? Sylvester Plunkett on guitar, J.C. Hurd on bass, Little Joe Harris listed on the drums. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our little salute to Snooky Pryor, one of my favorites. And if I had to pick one guy that said 1950 Chicago, to me it would be Snooky Pryor. I know everybody else would pick Little Walter or Muddy or Wolf or Elmore, but for me it's always been Snooky. So let's listen to one more. This is, I think, some of his best stuff was done at the session in July 1956 for VJ, and he had, again, Floyd Jones and Johnny Young on guitar, Earl Phillips on the drums. And let's pick up this one. I think this is You Tried to Ruin Me.
My God, oh girl, she keeps me sad and blue. She did everything I told her not to do. She tried to ruin me. She tried to ruin me. Run me, baby, she's spending my money too. I'll tell you something, you won't act. I quit you this time, there's no taking back. You tried to run me. You tried to run me. You tried to run me, baby, you're spending my money too. Oh,